This is Generations. My name is Kevin Swanson. I'm a homeschool father of five. We raise our kids out here in the Eastern Plains of Colorado. During the decline of faith, family, and freedom, and yet a period of time in which the war of the worldviews has heated up and we become increasingly epistemologically self-conscious of our positions, we begin to see the difference between that which produces a destructive influence upon family and faith, freedom, and our social systems, and those things that contribute to growing these things. And certainly the worldview of existentialism, naturalism, materialism, atheism, an anti-God, humanistic way of thinking is inherently destructive. And it has destroyed our institutions. It's destroyed our families. It's destroyed our social systems. It's destroying our economies. And we can see the destructive effects of those ideas in a more and more distinct manner in the present day. That's what makes this most interesting period of time. As we see the breakdown of civilization, we draw the lines between those ideas that destroy the civilization and the destructive effects on the civilizations, and we are seeing that before us. Certainly, the humanists have grabbed control over media, education, universities, mass culture. Almost every institution has been completely dominated by an existentialistic, humanistic, materialistic idea. And so Steve Vaughn in studio with me right now, we are going to talk about the influence of the liberal ideology upon the college and upon the K-12 schools both. And certainly the college institutions have become increasingly liberalized in the last 20 years. Just since the early 1990s, the liberal conservative ratio for college professors has gone to 11 to 1. That is 11 liberal professors to one conservative professor, calls himself conservative, and the ratio is 24 to 1 for younger professors. That is, you know, those guys that are younger and up
just
and coming.
Got out of school.
That's right. Just got out of school, up and coming. Those that have been recently indoctrinated by the systems, the ratio is 24-1 versus 11-1. And so we've seen an increase of liberal to conservative professors. I would say that increase on the ratio has been 60 to 70% since the 1990s. So college is more liberal than ever before.
Well, I thought colleges were supposed to present all sides of an issue, and that's what education was all about, not indoctrination, but education.
They're less and less interested of that. At this point, it's a universal opinion. It's a homogenous, homogenous perspective that they insist upon in the colleges today, and free speech is a lost cause on the college campus today. You know, the snowflakes would never allow for it.
That's why they have free speech zones and all
yes.
of that. Yes.
Well, colleges increasingly liberal. By the way, college costs have increased over every other commodity in the American economy since 1996, 200% increase in college costs just since 1996. So if you were spending $30,000 in 1996, you're spending $90,000 today. That's just over the last 2 years. There's been 150% increase, I'm sorry, 20 years. That's been 150% increase in child care costs since 1996, 100% increase in medical costs since 1996. Food and housing has stayed the same as inflation. Electronics, clothing, and cars have dropped in price. But it's the college costs that are higher than anything. They have increased at a faster pace than every other commodity in the American economy since 1996. So you're paying about three times more for a college education than you did in 1996, and your kids are going to get a far more liberal education or a far more left-wing education, a far more humanistic education, a far more of an anti-God, existentialistic, naturalistic, materialistic, atheistic education than they did in 1996. So if you want your child to get an atheistic education and you want to pay three times more for it than you did in 1996, send your kids to a blue state college. And to this day, what you're seeing is red state parents sending their kids to blue state universities, and the influence is almost always towards the left, almost always. In fact, it's very rare to see a Christian kid from a red state home or a red state school, going to a blue state college, and retaining anything of a Christian worldview. There are exceptions to the rule, but it's far, few and far between. And I'm going to include those who say they grow up in a conservative Baptist background, or they've grown up in a conservative Reformed background. They send their kids off to blue universities, and I would say at least in 95% of the cases, their kids are going to be softened to a humanistic form of education or humanistic form of knowledge. Be back with more in just a moment on the Generations Broadcast. Family relationships are important because this is the context in which the grace of God really shines. Our team at Generations is excited to introduce a brand new homeschool online summit, and it's launching on October 14th. It's called the Family Relationship Summit, and we are bringing 25 of the best relationship speakers into this online summit the week of October 14th through the 19th. We're praying that the summit will equip your family with God's wisdom in cultivating your closest relationships. We want to equip you to communicate with truth and grace in the home, and strengthen your family's unity, even through conflict, and lead your family to become a world-changing force for the kingdom of God. Our speakers this time include Vodi Bakum, Ken Ham, Stephen Kendrick, Ted Tripp, and Eric and Leslie Ludi. The Homeschool Summit, the Family Relationship Summit, is coming up October 14th through the 19th. Sign up for free right now. For a limited time, you can sign up for free at generations.org/relationships. Sign up today for this online summit at generations.org/relationships. And we're back on the Generations Broadcast. One thing we're seeing, Steve, is a increased liberalization of the schools. I think we've seen that in the effects, not as much in the ideas, but certainly in the effects as the schools have increasingly pressed towards the homosexualization of the curriculum and the transgendering of the bathrooms. This has been something of the effects or the fruits of these things, but the roots are really in the liberalized educators that are coming out of the universities. The universities are far more liberal than were in the 1990s, and the ratio of conservative to liberal professors, what, 1 to 11 or 1 to 24 for the younger professors in the universities, and these are the ones that are teaching the K-12 teachers that are going to infect the K-12 schools. It tends to be a trickle-down effect to the K-12 schools, and that's precisely what we're seeing. Here's a analysis of K-12 teachers who work in public schools in America. Only 29% of public school teachers voted for Donald Trump. Now, I'm not saying that's the end-all and be-all of what it is to be, you know, a righteous teacher in
yeah, I hope not.
In the K-12 schools in America, but only 29% of public school teachers voted for Donald Trump. The others go for a more liberal representative as the president of the United States during the 2016 election. So only 29% of public school teachers voted for Donald Trump. That would have been probably a little closer to 6 to 8% for college professors. Are you with me?
Yeah. It's just crazy. And a lot of this has to do also with the liberal unions that are over the K-12 schools. So you've got the NEA and you've got the AFT, who are actually not really about education much anymore, according to Rebecca Fredericks, who has been trying to fight against the NEA and the AFT influence on K-12 schools. She's been a teacher for most of her life, and she's seeing how these two teachers' unions are actually pushing a political agenda, not pushing for education of the kids. And so the NEA president is saying how, you know, we have got to get Trump out of office. The AFT president is saying that, you know, that Donald Trump has undermined the rule of law and held in contempt the very institutions on which our republic was built. And they're saying that he's committing crimes against humanity and the country every day. And what they're supporting then is having these teachers pull the kids out of school and marching in their strike lines and chanting things like, who do we hate? And they'll reply, Donald Trump. You know, what if he builds the wall? They're yelling, we'll tear it down. And it's antithetical to everything that Rebecca Fredericks is talking about. She said, this is not education. This is indoctrination. We're not out here to teach how to hate anybody. And just destruction for the sake of destruction is very dangerous. And so she's pushing for the schools to get rid of these national unions and support their local administrations, support the local teachers. There's no reason for this to happen. It's just ridiculous, and it's putting out. They're trying to indoctrinate these kids into, and that's why it's getting worse and worse.
Well, the state increasingly sees the children belonging to the state, and ultimately, the children participate as the future socialists and the future statists that will belong to the socialist state, to the communist state. This is no new thing.
No,
it's been around for a long time.
Hitler Youth, they were doing this. She reports also children in as young as kindergarten were indoctrinated to believe our president is a racist for desiring to protect our borders. The children created posters during class which depicted President Trump as the devil. This is coming from Fox News. They wrote things like suck and included pictures of poop to describe their feelings about our president. And so that this is what is going on in the K through 12 schools. This is as young as kindergarten is what's going on right now.
Well, the emphasis, of course, on the state, and that's the key with socialists is they are statists and they indoctrinate little kids into this idea that the state will save them and that the socialist state is the ultimate solution to man's ills, when indeed we should not be indoctrinating our children in the basic idea of socialism, that government has a place in our lives, and that's to execute the murderer, that's to defend the nation's borders, Romans chapter 13. But this world and life view that's conveyed by the left is always one in which the faith of children are placed in the state. And so they're taught carefully to worship the state and to believe that the state is the end all and be all. The commitment of Karl Marx in the Communist Manifesto was, quote, to replace home education with social. That's a quote from the Communist Manifesto. The very heart of the Communist Manifesto was always to replace home education with social, such that parents no longer had that ultimate control of the children's education, but that was placed in the hands of the state. And John Dewey, of course, referred to the public school teachers as the prophets of the new age. And so it's, of course, a very basic element of the platform of the socialist state to include public schools and socialist schools as the indoctrination centers for the next generation. They would teach a worldview that is largely materialistic, that would not include the fear of God as the beginning of wisdom and knowledge, but also in terms of its socialist perspective, they would bring in statism and socialism as an important doctrine that would can be conveyed to kids as early as 6 or 7 or 8 years of age. The kids would understand that just by nature of the government paying for their paideia, their education, their health care, and their food, these children would come to understand that they are products of the state and they belong to the state, and the family is no longer an important institution in their lives. And this has been increasingly undermined in most of Europe, in the Soviet Union, and the United States over the last 100 years, thanks to the coming of the socialist schools and government control over the public schools that is pretty much universal now.
Yeah, a lot of this came from, you know, way back in the 30s, the Frankfurt School, who realized that if you capture entertainment and you capture the education system, you can take the society. Because where do people spend most of their time? They spend it either being educated in the schools, and if they're not in the schools, they're going to the movies, they're reading the books and all of that. And the Frankfurt educated students who became the professors came over and started to infiltrate the universities in the United States, and that was back in the 30s and 40s, and this is where we are now.
I don't think Christian parents and Christian pastors in America understand that the public schools are rooted in the concept of communism and socialism, in the doctrine of Karl Marx, who wrote in no uncertain terms in the Communist Manifesto, replace home education with social. His goal was to break down home education and the family's control over education and replace it with an education that was funded by the state and controlled by the state. And so this is how we raise our children to be statists and socialists in each successive generation. The Washington Examiner has an interesting article here from Jeffrey Cimino on China now cracking down on religious teaching for children. The Chinese government is more strictly enforcing a law that places age requirements on religious conversions. China has long regulated conversions, prohibiting religious groups from proselytizing or converting anyone under the age of 18. According to one gentleman quoted in this article, many churches have been notified by Religious Affairs Bureau heads that you can no longer conduct Sunday school classes in your churches. In fact, they're instructed to put signs in front of the church buildings that warn kids that they are not to enter the building. It's sort of like the warnings that are placed on pornography sites on the internet. That is, if you're under 18 years of age, you are not permitted to enter a Christian church in China. The regulations on religious affairs govern religious practices and were revised in 2017, and the Chinese Ministry of Education is reportedly removing religious references from children's books, including words such as Bible, God, and Christ. And according to one of those persons interviewed by the Washington Examiner, many Christian parents can face fines or other consequences for bringing their children to church or raising their children in faith at home. In other words, if they attempt to teach their children to homeschool their kids or to take them out of the public schools, they will be prosecuted. Of course, we just interviewed Mike Richardson from Mexico on his visit to China and his visit with the homeschooling parents who are in prison in China and working prison camps in China. He was there, or in Cuba. He was there. He visited these parents who are working the prison camps, and they were put away in prison for attempting to homeschool their kids in Cuba. And so the priority of the Chinese and the Cuban communists is to shut down homeschooling and Sunday schools. And certainly there isn't a whole lot of difference between the forces against our families here in America and the forces against families in Cuba and China. There is a battle over the hearts and the souls of our children. This is the crux of the satanic battle against the church in the 21st century. And if a church does not have the guts to stand up against the state and oppose the state and oppose this humanist form of education with everything in them, they're on the wrong side in this battle. They're on the side of the communists. They're on the side of the Chinese communists. They're on the side of the Cuban communists. The church absolutely must take a side against the public schools in America as much as the Chinese and the Cuban Christians are taking a position against the communist forms of education in Cuba and China. I think the pressures here are different, Steve. It's your relatives, it's your friends, it's church members that push homeschooling parents around here in America.
Yeah. I remember when we first started homeschooling, my parents and my wife's parents were not for that. My siblings seemed to be okay with it, but I found out that my dad, who was a public school teacher, and my mom did not agree with us, but they didn't push us to leave it. But then when they started seeing the results of how our kids turned out, they're going, well, maybe this was a good thing to do.
Well, the pressures are different here. Yeah. The state is somewhat less controlling here in America, but the church, for the most part, is not in support of families who are pressing back against the state on the increased humanism, the transgendering of the bathrooms, the homosexualization of the curriculum. The church is, for the most part, AWOL on this one. They're not stepping up to the plate, but parents must put a full court press on this. You know, Augustine in City of God lays out the worst case scenario for the future. He says, you know, in the future, Satan will have something of a stronger hand against the church. And he says, here will be the challenge for the future church. He said, the children in the covenant home will be the greatest challenge. Only the most resolute parent will survive and be able to keep their children out of the hands of Satan. Now,
wow.
This was his forecast. This was the way he saw the battle the church would face in the future. He said, at some point, it will be a battle for the hearts and the minds of the children, because Satan will do his best to retain control over the minds and the hearts of the children. That's roughly what he says. But he said it will take the most resolute parents in order to engage this battle of faith for the hearts and the minds of the children. Was he right? Would the parents in Cuba agree? I think so.
Yeah.
How about the parents in China?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, of course, it is the demonic, satanic state that is pressing on these parents. You know, it's okay to have a church in Cuba. It's okay to have a church in America. It's okay to have a church in communist China. You know that? It's fine. As long as you send your children to the public schools.
Yeah.
See, Satan's got this. Marx had it down. Hitler had it down. But will the pastors in America stand up and fight the battle for the hearts and the souls of the lambs in these covenant homes? That's my question. We have got to provide our children with a distinctively Christian education against the massively powerful education that's formed on a naturalist and materialistic worldview. We absolutely must fight this tooth and nail. So, Steve, we're working hard as In Generations Ministry to provide a K-12 curriculum for kids. Now, we started with high school, junior high, history, and literature because we're going after the liberal arts. This is where the battle is absolutely the most ferocious. We absolutely must keep our kids out of the junior highs and high schools. These are the most dangerous of the public schools because these are the years in which these kids are going to leave the faith. These are the years in which they are most vulnerable to leaving the faith and inculcating this satanic worldview that is taught in American public schools, junior highs, and high schools. We absolutely must do everything we can to fight for the minds of our junior high kids and senior high kids in American churches and give them a distinctively Christian history, a distinctively Christian science, distinctively Christian literature. And that's why the Christian family discipleship curriculum provided by Generations. Friends, I encourage you to America in God's Providence for your 10th grade students. I encourage you to American Faith for the 8th grade student. I encourage you to using our God-made animals, our science curriculum for your 6th or 7th grade students. All of this curriculum available at our website, generations.org or kevinswanson.com. Please, I plead with you, keep your kids out of the secular junior highs and out of the secular high schools. This is where the worldview conflict is raging most ferociously today. Give your children a distinctively Christian education in the areas of science, history, and literature. And you'll find that curriculum at our website. That's generations.org or kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.